One can speculate, however, that the more these popular struggles focus in each national setting on whatever regime is in office, and so become focused on who speaks in the name of that national people as a whole, the more will such struggles weaken the workings of the world-scale class-forming process and strengthen the interstate system. The more, on the other hand, the popular movements join forces across borders, across continents, to have their respective state officials abrogate those relations of the interstate system, i.e., the impositions of the global state, of the global state statesman. That was my interjection. Continuing. Abrogate those relations of the interstate system through which the pressure is conveyed, the less likely they are to weaken, and the more likely they are to strengthen the pivotal class-forming process of the world economy. It seems unlikely to assess the third historical alternative, that such popular struggles would directly become integral to, and in this way reinforce, the central areas of class struggle, except incidentally, here and there, owing to local conditions or local organizing acumen. World historically, then, these local or regional struggles integral to the debtor-creditor relation of the world economy, of the sort we have been talking about, may keep some relations of accumulation uncertain, but probably will not in themselves prove to be a step or stage in the eliminating of the accumulation process as central organizing force of the modern world system. And one final comment. And by the way, we will have to come back to this next week. There's a lot in there, isn't there? I mean, this is the quality of thinking and analysis we have been denied for too long. We got some catching up to do. But I do not mean to imply, because we've already done the sufficient enough analysis with Kropotkin to know that we have to unite globally and that our actions have to take a global form. But this is perhaps necessary corroboration of Kropotkin, because it is so, it's in the language that is hard to refute. It's in the academic speak of today. And by the way, this is my comment on what we were just listening to. The debtor-creditor relation, it seems to me what we're this is a beginning of an unpack. It seems to me what they're saying here is that the debtor creditor relation strips the illusion of any material basis for the quote-unquote theory that gaining state power could lead to people-led and defined global transformation to a socialist world. And I'm using that word socialist in quotes because, as they also are doing in this book, they are asking, what do we mean by that word? I'm arguing we mean freedom. Until next week. And as always, thank you so much for listening. Check out the PDFs as I post them on the blog page. But also check out Embracing Global Goals, too. You know, who knows what will be allowed through. Thank you so much for listening. Until next week.